This is House Spirit, written by Doodle Wizardry, read by Mistborn Hero, a Hilda Potfic rated for general audiences, featuring Tonto and Hilda, as well as Joanna and Alfer. Additional tags for found family, friendship, fluff, Tonto is trying his best, canon compliant, missing scene. Summary. Just as Nissi need a home needs a Nissi. Tonto settles into the rhythm of his new home. He is as surprised as anyone when his new family starts coming to him for company. 3 days after moving in, Tonto found himself rummaging under Hilda's bed for something to do. He had fixed up the nowhere space as best he could, and the piles of clutter had been reduced to 2 modest stacks. The rest had been sorted, ready to be returned or disposed according to Hilda. It was dusty. If he wasn't uneasy, he would be sneezing. Did they ever vacuum down here? Probably not, considering that this was one of the largest nowhere spaces entrances in the entire house. There were 2 pairs of glowing eyes in the far corner. Tonto grabbed the closest book and noped out of there. That was Hilda's problem. The book was heavier than expected. He brushed off the dust and found it was Elf Organizational Structure, an overview. So, elves. The first thing Hilda had done once Joanna had given him permission to stay was to sit him down in front of a deceptively small stack of papers. The elf had appeared on his nose, and he was still slightly miffed. If anything else, the book might help him understand what the role of an elf was. There hadn't been any around his old house, or none that had wanted to be seen. He settled into the armchair. It was quite novel to have an entire piece of furniture in the nowhere space, and he intended to make use of it as much as possible. The book was, regrettably, in fine print, but he could manage. Besides, he wasn't quite bold enough to borrow the more interesting books straight off the shelves. Somewhere above the ceiling, the tramp of Hilda's boots signaled her return home. Tonto returned to the book. It seemed elves weren't house-dwelling creatures like the Nissi. They had their own society and cities. Clearly, the one living here was an exception. So the book was no help in figuring him out. The noise echoed through the nowhere space strangely. It took Tonto a minute to realize it was coming from the bottom right wall. He stuck his head out and nearly fell back in because Hilda was right there in his face. "Tonto, I haven't seen you in a while," Hilda exclaimed, even though she had bothered him just yesterday afternoon. He shrugged. "Fixed up the place some more. There's a pile of lost homework that has your name on it." She threw her hands in the air. "I told Mrs. Halgim that the sofa ate it. Trolls and blackhounds, sure, but nobody ever expects the sofa." He crossed his arms in amusement. "I found most of it under your bed." Hilda's rant tapered off, and she hastily moved on. "I thought it'd be nice if you eat dinner with us. You haven't had a chance to meet Mom properly." "We exchanged names during the hound fiasco," Tonto deadpanned, then did a double take. Incredulously, he asked, "With the family?" She didn't seem to see the significance. Hilda continued, There's pot pie, which you must try. Mom's cooking is the best. Besides, Alfred's been awfully distressed about being rude and improper last time, and he wanted to apologize in person, though I don't see what the problem is. It was only a little surprise. The steam of words didn't register with Tantu. After all, she had just invited him, Anissi, to eat with the house owners. Like, it was an ordinary Tuesday. Most people never even met their Nisi, and the last time it happened to him was... well... And Alfred couldn't just knock on the drawer, seeing as the sound would be too tiny, unless the sound is amplified in nowhere space. Wait, how loud was my knocking? Anissi at a dinner table. He was blushing at the very thought. Anyway, you have to come. She finished, having finally noticed Tantu's silence. His brain stuttered. Not hungry, but you're welcome. I mean, you're... thanks. Thank you. And he fled back into nowhere space. Or he would have if Hilda hadn't grabbed his hand. She looked surprised, but it quickly melted into reassurance. Tantu, you don't have to if you don't want to. I just thought it would be nice. Admittedly, it did sound nice, getting to know Hilda and Joanna, and the elf, who were also interesting to watch and probably even better to talk to. But he sighed, knowing it wasn't possible. Hilda, you don't understand. House spirits aren't meant to be seen. It only leads to trouble. Hilda scowled, the expression startling on her kind face. Of course it won't. Don't talk like that. You're a house spirit. So this house should be your home too. He had never heard it put like that. Nisi were, at best, shadows, and at worst, pests, mooching off their house owners' food and shelter. It felt strange and comforting to be addressed so directly. She got down on her knees and lowered herself to Tantu's levels. Trust me, I won't let you be kicked out again. And that was the heart of the matter, wasn't it? If everyone forgot about him, he could live peacefully and undisturbed and safe. Going out there would make him memorable. It would draw attention. But he had a friend here. So he took her hand and remarked, casually, he hoped, "The food better be worth it." Her answering grin was already worth it, but he didn't tell her that. When he sat down and saw actual silverware in front of him, he thought, gee, why would you trust Anissi with that? And the answer was the blue-haired girl across the table. When he froze, because there was freshly cooked hot food, she, knowingly or unknowingly, alleviated his discomfort by loudly proclaiming how tasty it was. When the silence grew long and he fretted that it was his fault, she would begin recounting a recent adventure. And when his plate was cleared and Joanna asked, "You want seconds?" he began to think, "This might be home after all." The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a gift for Kitsune Heart. I hope you enjoyed. There wasn't much direction for Hilda Fix other than not to be shippy, which I agree there wasn't much to be shippy about in the show. So I found something with Tantu and Hilda and I thought it was cute and I got permission and I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening and please remember to drink some water today. Because there was freshly cooked hot food. There was freshly cooked hot food when the silences grew long and